You ever have an hour to kill, but you really don't have time to do anything massive and you're not sure what to do when you're out already? They call it the store you waste time in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so what's the store that you go to when you just have like an hour to kill and you know you can just wander those aisles for an hour? Producer John, producer Sean Raven, we were talking about this because I love when I have that magical hour. Like for some reason, I don't have to pick up the kids for an hour or I get out of work a little bit early because I go to like a Marshall's or a TJ Maxx. Mm. I could wander around those aisles and not buy a single thing. Actually, that's not true. Usually I walk out with a giant 99 cent bag of junk. But anyway, easily an hour.
Yeah, my wife could do the same thing. And I would say that those are probably right in her wheelhouse. She's always calling me from Marshall's. She told me yesterday randomly that they have some stools that she likes there. So I fully expect to come home and see those in my house in the next day or two. Mm-hmm. Then she'll tell me that they're wrong for us. And then she'll take them back and she'll spend another 3 hours in that store.
It's a good thing about TJ Maxx and Marshall's. Great return policy. Sean?
IKEA. I could get lost in IKEA. That's what makes it so great. I could kill a lot more than an hour in an IKEA.
I feel like once you get lost in IKEA, you'll never come out.
It's like a giant maze, and then it's nice because they got a, you know, a section for beds and bedding, so just go take a nap.
IKEA is kind of like, food court. Like you said, it is a maze. It's a huge building, usually, and you wander, but the hallways are not defined, and then they have cut-throughs.
Yeah.
It's one of the few stores where they're like, take this shortcut. And there's no real map to lead you as to which one they are. And then you double that up with the fact that their shopping carts are those ones where all the wheels go whichever way they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So you could just slide right off into a wall or something like that. Yeah, you're right. That's a good store to get lost in.
Raven spends a lot of time in IKEA. And I have to tell you, it is my least favorite store in the world. Yeah. I just think that it's junk. Why do we keep saying it's so good? It's junk.
I built kitchen cabinets out of IKEA. And they were phenomenal. Beautiful kitchen.
Just feels like a guaranteed argument with whoever you walk into that store with, whether it's like, you know, like a girlfriend, wife, my mom, stuff. Just guaranteed argument.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's true. I mean, but that's all places where you're picking out furniture.
That's
or paint. If you haven't done that yet, you know, enjoy that conversation.
Right. John, where you could go? You have 1 hour to kill.
It's too bad because they're kind of starting to disappear. But if you're a musician, then you know that going to Guitar Center is like the place where you could kill an entire afternoon. No problem. I mean, they've got drum kits there. They have guitars, obviously. They've got pianos set up. And there's rules to hanging out at Guitar Center. You know this if you've ever played guitar before. Like, if you sit down and you're going to, like, you know, try one out, because you never buy anything. You're just trying a guitar out.
Mm.
Like, you can't play certain songs. Don't play Sweet Child of Mine. You're going to get some judgment. Because it's cliche. Because it's probably the same thing with Stairway to Heaven. Smoke on the Water. No. And it's too bad. Online shopping's kind of killing that store. Matter of fact, I should go there before it's too late.
You're not going to.
No. The show's just starting.
With me, it's easy. I mean, I could just sleep in the parking lot of any store that I was going to tell you the truth. But, I guess if I had to choose one, Home Depot or Lowe's, you know, I always need something from one of these stores. And I can go in there with a list in my hand, know what I'm going there for, and leave there 2.5 hours later, not have half the things on my list, and be more confused about the project I was working on.
If it's a rainy day or something like that, I'll bring the kid to Home Depot, and we'll kill all kinds of time there.
Oh my God, he loves it. Terrible. My husband tricked me going there Friday night. Like, we dropped off my older daughter, and she was like 2 hours of her friends at the trampoline park. He's like, I got to run to Home Depot real quick and get something. We were wandering around for the full 2 hours.
Yeah.
I was like, what are we here to get?
This is what I'm saying, though. It doesn't matter if you're a 3-year-old boy or a 40-year-old man. There's a sense of wonder in a Home Depot.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three news stories. You only hear about one, and Raven picks which one it is. You ready?
What do you got?
Okay, number one. Convicted man nicknamed the spider attempts to escape prison disguised as sheep.
Oh, come on.
I mean, if you haven't seen the pictures, it's really funny. Like, I'm like, he really thought. Actually, I thought he was a sheep. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Number two. And then I saw his shoes. All right. Number two.
All right.
Bride and groom trapped in elevator on wedding day.
Oh, perfect.
And number three. Man bragged on YouTube after recording himself fleeing cops, now facing felony charges.
I mean, I've heard that story before. Let's go with bride and groom trapped in an elevator, and then you'll have to show me the sheep photo.
Okay. All right. So newlyweds out of North Carolina had to be rescued out of a stuck hotel elevator by firefighters directly after their wedding.
Oh, no.
It's so sad. So they were in the elevator. So the reception had party. They were going to the after party.
Okay.
The reception happened. Like, so they're married.
So they had already gotten married. The ceremony happened and the reception happened.
Yes.
But now they're going to after party.
Yeah, where all their friends
so
are in the
night.
Family. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So here is Panav and Victoria Ja talking about being trapped for 2 hours.
Oh.
And then getting rescued.
When it first happened, I thought, oh, it stopped for a few seconds. It'll restart. And then I think we noticed that the door was just slightly ajar.
Elevator had a glitch. It had to happen with the groom and I both stuck in the elevator. So at least it wasn't just one of us. They harnessed me up, pulled me up 4 floors. We were not able to celebrate, do a last hurrah and kisses and goodbyes. And that's what put the damper on everything.
Yeah.
I mean, they seem like they're in pretty good spirits. I mean, when I've been to the reception already and I'm going to the after party, chances are I've had a few pops, too. Like, I'm going to have to use a lav. I mean, there's 2 hours here. This is terrible.
Her dress is so beautiful. And no. All I kept thinking about is she had to be hoisted 4 floors wearing her wedding gown.
4 floors.
Can you imagine?
No, that's crazy.
And then
it's terrifying.
And then I was thinking about it. I'm like, it was only 2 hours. Why didn't her family wait? Like, they were just like, oh.
It's 1 a.m. I mean, the reception's already over. This is the after party.
Yeah, but like, if the bride and groom are trapped in an elevator.
Yeah,
right?
You don't go to bed.
You're not like, all right, guys, I'm going to have to call it a night. You know,
no, you're right.
Text me in the morning. Let me know they're okay. Like, you stick around to see what happened to the bride and the groom that you just partied with all night, right?
No, agreed. If you're going to fall asleep, you do it in the hallway outside the elevator waiting for them.
Yeah. Did you ever get stuck in an elevator before?
Just briefly for moments. And, you know, a lot of times it really happens here in this building.
It's true.
I mean, I've experienced more of the stuff with, like, you know, the elevator, the doors open and you're 5 inches below the floor or you're 4 inches above it or whatever. And pretty much all those that I can remember, they're here. You know, I've been on like an escalator when it stopped, but of course I could walk.
Yes.
It didn't fall apart.
Different, a lot different.
Right.
I got stuck in an elevator one time and it was for about 15 minutes or so.
Yeah.
It was a new mall that had opened in my town. And, like, you know, the thing was that it was like a fishbowl. It was like one of the glass elevators.
Oh, nice.
So everybody can see you
right.
And you're just standing in there. And it was like full. There was a lot of us in there.
That's not
and
fun.
And then there's like that awkward moment where, like, should I be making conversation with these people? Should we be talking to each other?
Or having a panic attack and crying.
Exactly. You know?
Which one?
Luckily, it was short-lived and they got us out safely.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Oh, what's driving you nuts right now? Want to get it off your chest? It'll feel so good. You just have to fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. Mary.
If you talk full volume on your phone while you're shopping, that's all I need to know about you.
Yep.
Every day, everywhere you go, there's somebody doing it.
But not even talking full volume. My favorite is the people that are on FaceTime. Like, you're FaceTime talking to somebody while you're doing your grocery shopping. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Or you're watching, like, videos. Like, there's just random music and stuff coming out of your phone.
Yeah. It's so aggravating. Yesterday, I passed, like, 3 people.
Yeah, and if you say something about it, then they get all crazy, like you're the bad person.
Well, you can't say anything. I mean, if they're doing it, don't make eye contact, because you know that they're not in sane mind.
Right, you can't say anything to them whatsoever.
Amy, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, if you RSVP the day of an event that I sent an invite out, you know, months ago, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, I hate that person.
It's such a thing. Like, I don't understand. Just, are you going to come or are you not going to come? And the day of, oh, you think I planned for your slices of pizza?
Right.
I did not.
Right. They wanted to keep their options open. This is the thing that angers me the most about that is they were considering what other options they had. They were like, oh, well, I could go to this other thing, which is marginally better, or I could come to your birthday party or whatever.
Ugh.
Yeah, I hate that person.
I actually feel so bad. Weird. I've been RSVPing no for a lot of birthday parties for Dakota, my toddler's friends, because, like, with our work schedule as it is, it's been really tough to make plans. And I, like, don't want to RSVP that we're going and then have to change our mind last minute.
Right.
So, but I don't have the heart to tell her that I'm just, like, saying that we can't go. Luckily, she's 4. She won't realize it.
You know what? When you're 16, you can go to parties again. Right? In the meantime, I'm busy.
Marcus, that's all I need to know about you.
All right. So if you own a gaming chair and if you're over 20 years old, that's all I need to know about you. My buddy, he went to Staples and bought a gaming chair for $400. Come on, man.
They have them now, I swear. Like, I haven't been a gamer in a long time, but you can find them. They have gaming chairs for like $7,000 or $9,000 now.
But when I went to Staples last, I actually saw them. And yeah. I was curious about them because I was looking for a regular office chair for my husband.
Sure.
So I sat in them. And I don't see the difference between that chair and the office chair, except that they're so much more expensive. And I don't know if I'm missing something.
Well, a lot of times they have like some speakers built into the headset or whatever. And then they also have like vibration ability.
Oh.
So depending on, you know, what gaming system you're using or how it plugs into your system, or it's all wireless now, basically.
I assume that it had a toilet built in so that yeah. you never had to actually get up from the game.
Well, the $7,000 and the $9,000 ones, they move on hydraulics and stuff.
Oh, gosh.
They have fans built in, all mm-hmm. sorts of stuff to, like, you know, mimic when there's wind in a game. And it's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's like the Matrix, minus the toilet. That's coming.
All the theater people out there are going to love this. This sound has been trending on Instagram this week like crazy.
We're told we have to do what we are told, but surely sometimes you have to be a little bit naughty.
You familiar with that, Raven?
I'm not, but I love show tunes, actually.
Yeah, it's from Matilda.
Wow.
Yeah, people are going viral because they're doing things that are breaking the rules, and they're doing it to, you guessed it, that sound.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're being a little bit naughty.
I understand.
Yeah, but I saw one that caught my attention that I thought was well done. So Lil Nas X and Zedd threw this massive party at a rented out mansion in L.A.
Yeah.
And I guess when the guy gave it to them to, you know, to rent out, he said, whatever you do, don't throw a party here. Right. The Real had thousands of people at this mansion partying with Lil Nas X and Zedd with this playing in the background.
We're told we have to do what we are told, but surely.
You know,
you get it.
I feel like, right, you have to know that this is going to happen when you're renting out this house, right? And the truth is that if you're one of these stars that is doing it, I mean, okay, what do? They hit you with a fine or damage or security or whatever you put down on it. And you got a million views out of it anyways, or 5 million views out of it anyway. Seems like a decent investment, right?
I have to guess that it was the promoter that booked, that, you know, rented that place.
Yeah.
And then these guys just got paid to be there. Because I can't imagine that Lil Nas X is just out there trying to.
Sometimes you have to be a little bit naughty.
I mean,
I've seen some of his outfits.
Maybe I'm right. Yeah, maybe you're right.
Sometimes you break the rules. I mean, I threw a party one time at my parents' house. You know, they went on a family vacation, right? And they asked me, and it was the first time as a teenager that I was like, no, I'm going to stay. And, you know, of course, you give the speech. No, I'm just going to hang out. It's July 4th. I'm going to, you know, spend some time at a friend's house or whatever. And, of course, the second they were out the door, we threw a raging party at my house. And the deck caught on fire. And the other corner of it was like it destroyed. It like fell apart. And then I kicked out everybody that slept over the next morning because they ate my Fruity Pebbles.
Oh.
100% real story. Had to explain what happened to the deck. You know, got in some trouble. But I survived it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, obviously, that was a long time ago. But just last week, you know, we had, this is a secret I'll tell you right now, is that we had, you know, Pyrex, right? Your cooking stuff.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be warranted forever, right? And so we got a chip on the cover. And instead of dealing with warranty, we just went to Walmart, bought one, and then put it on there and returned it and said, look at this cover. It's cracked.
Be a little bit naughty.
I was just a little bit naughty.
I mean, that's not nice. You broke the rules.
No, but I brought it. I mean, I told Walmart it was chipped, so they'll have to deal with that thing. You know, I mean, I waited forever in the customer service line, so it seems like a pretty fair trade.
I was trying to think, when was the last time I actually broke the rules? What was the last time I was naughty? And the truth, I feel like, is when you get older, for the most part, you're not. The only time that I could think that I constantly break the rules is every time I get behind the wheel because I have a real problem with going the speed limit, and I'm working on that. Actually, I'm not.
Right. Nobody's working on that. Nobody's working
And it felt good when I said it that I was working on it,
right,
but it's not really the truth.
You aspire to think that you'll work on it.
You ever break the rules? Like, what did you break the rules? Like, it's so funny as an adult, unless you're some kind of criminal, for the most part, you leave a life that's on the straight and narrow. This sound has been trending all over Instagram this week.
We're told we have to do what we are told, but surely sometimes you have to be a little bit naughty.
Breaking the rules. People are showing themselves breaking the rules and playing that audio sound. And it got me thinking, as an adult, when do you break the rules anymore? Unless you're some kind of criminal. Turns out, there's plenty of times when you do. 1-800-330-9999. Jack, when did you break the rules?
Whenever I go to a store and they have that new parent parking spot available, I always just park there. I don't have any kids.
Oh.
kind of like it.
I don't like it.
I kind of, all right. I know why you don't like it. I mean, it's not proper. But let's say there's four of those spots out front and there's, you know, no cars in any of them. They could probably make room in one of those spots for them, right?
No.
Right? Come on.
What if four new mothers roll in with those heavy buckets that they have to cradle in their arms with their baby in there?
Okay.
And now you're going to make them park 700 feet away because this guy's got to park 1 foot from the door?
I mean, we're saying that there's no way, no way possible that there's any other space that's relatively close. That's a big assumption right there. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Also, every new mom should know by now, you can park on the curbside pickup lane. They ain't using that stuff no more. Just pull up right there. There's a dozen of them out front. Pull right in there. That's where I park. I park right in the curbside pickup.
That might be worse, actually.
What space are you in? 3, 4? What does it matter? They're all empty.
Vincent, when did you break the rules?
Man, this is actually a good one. So I've been using my neighbor's Wi-Fi for the past 3 years. They have no idea about it.
Is it really that bad? I mean, I know it's breaking the rules, but is it really that bad?
Yes. It's like, I mean, every time a movie or a show or anything pauses or glitches, every time Alexa takes 7 minutes to write something down, set a timer, turn a light off, every single time you go to click on your Ring camera to see who did what or left something and it just goes buffering, buffering, buffering. Yes, it's a big deal. It's the neighbor using your bandwidth.
Now it makes me wonder, because all those things happen in my house.
Yes, of course.
Is somebody
they do.
Using mine and I just don't know it?
It's highly probable. You know what you got to do is you got to change your passwords every once in a while, too, because when the kids, if their friends come over and all that, everybody's on your Wi-Fi. Everybody.
Oh, my gosh. I've definitely never done that.
Oh, you got to change the password.
Sophie, when did you break the rules?
Yeah. Back in the 90s, I had a bit of a flirt with one of the bouncers at a Korn concert, and I snuck in that way. I didn't have any tickets. I couldn't afford the tickets at the time. Probably can afford them now.
You start telling me you're flirting with the bouncer, I'm thinking you're sneaking backstage.
Right.
But all right, into the show is good enough.
Yeah, just into the show is fine for me.
It's a different level of flirting, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You probably made the right choice.
Thank you, thank you.
I try to flirt to get backstage with Huey Lewis in the News.
What?
It was like one of a good friend of mine. It's like she's like obsessed with them, like,
which is so strange.
I know. And I was like, she was like, I just want to get backstage. I'm like, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna go hard.
Awesome.
You know, we're like, it'll be funny.
You couldn't pull a pseudo celebrity card. You didn't have enough cred to get back there.
No.
Oh man.
No. I tried to bat my eyelashes. Like, I mean, when
you be
like,
fair,
they wouldn't.
He was huge.
Either.
He was huge for a while. So
right.
You probably had it. You know,
I mean, but this was like 4 years ago.
Oh, it was recent.
I
thought that I was going to be okay.
Yeah, this wasn't when the power of love came out.
Yeah.
This was like
rejected. So rejected. Then we literally tried to go behind the concert venue to go to where the trailer was.
Yes.
Also rejected right there.
Authorities called.
Well, if you ever see Korn come around, they're pretty easy to get into.
Yeah, you got an in. You got an in, right?
Exactly.
You know how to do it.
Did you ever get a ticket and you're like, that was dumb. There was really no reason for them to give me a ticket, right?
Well, I feel like that's every time everybody gets a ticket. But
no,
in reality, a lot of times you're actually breaking the law.
I would say out of the times I would say there's twice in my life that I was given a stupid ticket. All the other ones were warranted.
Okay.
Producer Sean, what happened?
So over the weekend, my girlfriend Rachel and I went out to a show actually with John and we found a parking spot, and where we parked, you know, you ever see the sign? It says, like, no parking here between so on and so forth.
Yeah, like 5 and 6 or whatever.
Yeah. So, you know, it was after that time. So, like, oh, we could park here, but it's like, you know, no parking beyond this point. So Rachel adjusted herself 2 or 3 times to make sure we were past that point. And when we came out of the concert, she got a ticket for it. So we were like, there's no way. We actually, like, measured it. The length, like, it was, like, barely, like, half the size of my finger, like, her back bumper protruding over where that pole was.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? We got a ticket for that?
I want you to imagine that officer was out there doing the exact same thing with their finger.
Right. He took out his, the officer went by, he goes, wait a minute.
Wait.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to check that out.
That looks like a finger length.
Just eyeballing it from the car. I'm not sure.
I'm going to get my finger. Let me get out. Let's do the finger test. Let's do the finger test. Oh, they're a half a finger over. Give this guy a ticket.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you can't, but it's that thing where you can't block people's driveways or whatever. So there's assigned areas where you can't, you know, park a car. And it makes sense that those areas are there most of the time, you would think, or whatever. And it is a rule. But I mean, with it within a few inches, you would think that a police officer has the discretion, right? They have the discretion to interpret the law when they're out there on the street. That's what makes a good cop, I think.
Is she going to fight it?
Yeah, of course. No. Oh, yeah. She took a picture of it and everything.
She took a picture of her finger next to it with the finger length?
No, but she took, scale. Like, you know, like, right down. Like, you could see, like, the little fraction that the bumper goes and goes just past the
I hope you got
stupid.
Enough angles, man. Sometimes.
Mm. Oh, yeah. She took, like, four or five.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll have them send her to me.
All right.
I mean, sometimes you get dumb tickets and you know it. I got it. Gosh. You know how they have all these parking apps right now?
Mm.
So I have, like, you know, I have me and my husband interchange our cars. Like, we have two cars, and then not one is mine. We drive each other's cars all the time.
Strangest thing ever, but that's a different story.
Yeah, exactly. So when I went to go park on a city street and I went to go pay on the app, I accidentally hit that I was driving the other car.
Oh.
Right? Because, you know, in my head, it's just labeled by the license plate, you know? And so I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. I picked, like, you know, the one on top.
It's almost default, right?
Right. Yeah. And guess what? Surprise. I was driving the other car. So they gave me a ticket because I had registered the wrong car on the app. Later that day, I went back. I mean, I sound like an idiot even saying it out loud. I had the other car, same street.
Oh.
I was going to a different store on the same street. This time, I was like, oh, choose the right one this time. But I had switched cars. I got another ticket because I registered this car again, wrong car.
Wait a minute. So you selected the car that you were driving that morning, but you had already gone home and switched cars.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, to go back to the same street on top. I mean, there's a lot of ways that you failed in this example in this story.
It's so complicated to explain because it's how dumb I was. But I was like, give me a break. So I called and I tried to explain it on the phone.
Yeah.
And they told me that there was nothing they could do. What do you mean there's nothing you can do?
What do you mean? One ticket in a day is bad, but two tickets in the same day?
$25 each, parking tickets. $25 each for when I paid both times.
Yeah.
I was so angry.
I mean, again, kind of your mistake, though. It's not a dumb ticket given to you. I mean, you know, it's your mistake.
It is.
You don't know what car you're in.
In that instance, it was my mistake.
Yeah.
What a fool I am. The dumb reason why you got a traffic ticket. What happened? 1-800-330-9999.
I remember one time I got a ticket. I mean, this is completely my fault, and it was very out of character for me. Like, I drive fast. I'm a speeder. And when I was a bit younger, I was certainly a lot more reckless than I am now. But I can remember one day. It was just a regular day. And there was traffic at this area. We have a stoplight in the middle of the highway next to my town. It's a very weird configuration, but it's a very rare spot, but we have it, right? And they were doing construction here for like 2 years. And for whatever reason, today, again, they had all the traffic stopped in this area. And I don't know what was going on with me that day. I just drove right down the emergency lane.
Why?
I just drove right. I was on my motorcycle. I didn't do it at 50 or 60 miles per hour. And, you know, certain places you can go in between the cars. I don't feel comfortable doing that. So I just went right down the emergency lane.
Raven, that's not a dumb reason for getting a ticket. That is a valid reason.
No, it was a valid reason, but it was my dumb action that did it. And of course, right there was the trooper.
Good.
I didn't see him anywhere before. People were driving by and they were clapping.
I mean, I would have applauded too.
They were clapping.
That would have been me. Got him. Thumbs up to the police officer.
It was like I was in a different body. It was like I was having an out-of-body experience and I could see myself. I've never done anything like that before, never since. But man, I remember that like it was yesterday.
Does anybody actually have a real dumb reason why they got a ticket? 1-800-330-9999. Cheyenne.
I got a ticket for going 33 miles per hour in a 25-lane zone.
Mm.
Oh, they wanted to get you.
Right.
Somebody's out there.
That was really stupid.
Yeah, somebody's proven a point or there's a quota or something. Something happened, right?
I used to be friends with this guy in high school, and his dad was like, he was like the head of the police or whatever they call him.
Sure.
And he said that they would pull over if you're going more than 5 miles per hour in a residential area and 10 miles per hour on the highway. That was their rule of thumb.
Okay.
Which I always thought was really surprising because who actually goes 25 miles per hour.
Oh, it's so painful when you're behind that person.
Yes.
25, 35, any of that. It kills me.
Yeah.
The whole way. I'm like up on the seat, closer to the steering wheel than at any time. It's just, it's all psychological.
Whenever I'm behind somebody that's actually going 25 miles per hour, and this sounds terrible, I assume that they've been drinking. You know? And I'm like, oh, let me back up because this person clearly doesn't know what they're doing.
Right, right. That's the only reason they're actually, you know, obeying the law.
25 miles per hour. Grant, dumbest reason you got a ticket.
Man, I got pulled over, and apparently my license was expired 2 days after my birthday. I thought I just renewed it. I don't know what happened, but apparently, I don't know. It was a whole mix up. My license was expired.
You didn't know? You thought you renewed it? Don't you remember if you renewed your license or not?
It was my birthday 2 days before, and I did a lot of drinking.
Oh, well, that's good to get pulled over then at that time, too. I'm sorry, officer, what?
Well,
he just still smell like tequila.
I wasn't drunk when I got pulled over.
Well, you know, I mean, sometimes he's
moderately
smell
hungover.
Like,
you know what's really funny? I got to pull out my wallet right now. I have no idea when my license expires. I haven't looked in so long. I have no clue. Do you?
I think it's like around your birthday.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's like 6 or 7 years. It depends on how it's spaced out. So mine, is coming up, I think. I know my passport's good because I just checked that for a vacation. But you know what it is they don't mail them anymore. So they don't mail you a reminder anymore. Everything is paperless. If the DMV has got your old email on file, then you'll never know. And it can go in your spam folder on top of it.
I'm good till 2028.
Oh, congratulations.
Look at me. I'm like a superstar right here.
I mean, you're just a law-abiding citizen.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at least you have that going for you.
Sometimes you get a ticket and you 100% deserve it. You may not be happy about it, but you deserve it.
Hmm.
Other times you get a ticket and you're like, that was dumb. I shouldn't have gotten it. What happened that time? 1-800-330-9999. Mike.
My dumbest reason for getting a ticket. Now, you know how as kids, we would go into parking lots when it snowed and we would do donuts in the parking lot.
Mm, definitely.
I'm sure you've done that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did it. And unfortunately for me, well, not unfortunately, but my stupid activity anyway, there's a police officer sitting in his cruiser in the middle of me doing donuts. Not only did after I left, I went across the street to the 7-Eleven and got some milk, but I went back and did it again.
Oh, man. And that's when he nails you the second time, right? He's like, all right, the first time.
That's when he got me.
And you were 43 years old.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Close.
Ian, how'd you get a ticket that was dumb?
So I was lucky enough not to get a ticket, but I could have gotten in a lot of trouble. My registration was expired for over a year. And the only reason I found out was because normally the town sends out park stickers. And I was like, why didn't you guys send me a park sticker? It's like, well, the car isn't registered anymore. I said, wouldn't I be in jail if I was driving around with a car that wasn't registered? And I guess because, again, the DMV doesn't send out stuff like that anymore.
Right.
It's an email. Done. And then it's, I go to register, and it turns out my other car isn't registered either.
Oh, my gosh.
First car was like 2 years. The other car was 1 year without a registration. And I just lucky I didn't get pulled over.
Well, I hope they have your correct email address now. I hope that they have that.
I hope so, too.
Right. You start telling the story, you don't know. You're like, when was the last time I renewed my registration?
I mean, I have no idea. I just assume it's all set. I'm kind of like you. I would have no idea.
Carol, what's the dumb reason you got a ticket?
Well, we went to the theater in the city, and my husband parked on the street. We looked at the signs. There was like 5 signs, but we saw everybody was parked, so we parked. Got out of the theater, and we had a ticket. So I took my phone out. I took a picture of the whole block with the signs. Went home, wrote them a letter. I said, listen, where we come from, the signs are self-explanatory. You can park there or you can't park there. So how is it you have 5 signs that says you can't, you can, you can't, you can't? They dismissed the ticket.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, I think that's probably just because you wrote the letter. I think the letters, if not, they would have been like, to me, they would have been like, show up. We're going to house you with this.
No,
you are paying
this
ticket.
I told them, I said, listen, I said, how can anybody make sense out of all these signs? It was epic. You had to see all the signs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know what the sign said.
That's what you have to do. You have to write letters. Get out your pen and paper and start writing some letter and find some stamps. Ken, what was the dumbest reason you got a ticket?
I got a ticket for excessive noise. So I have this muffler on my car, and it's a little louder, but it's legal. You can you know, you can have it. And then the cop pulled me over and he was like, you can't have this muffler. And I was like, telling him, I was like, sir, I was like, I can have this muffler. It's legal. And he's like, no, you can't. So he gave me a ticket, right? And I go to court, do the whole thing, and I end up winning in court. So, yeah, it's legal.
So loud, though.
I hate your muffler, right? Yeah. One of them dumb mufflers. And you know what? I bet it wasn't long before somebody else wrote you a ticket, too.
I just don't understand why you have to have a muffler that's so loud. You know,
your car was so much faster with the loud muffler. Was so much faster.
Poor Ken wanted to call a vent and wanted us to like be like, you're right. And instead, it's like, why is your muffler so loud?
I'm sorry, Ken. All right. That judge seems like they were a little loose. All right. And lackadaisical. Next one's taking you down, pal.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. It's a $42,000 mistake, and it's been trending all over the world. At a contemporary art fair in Miami, there was one of Jeff Koons' famous balloon dog modern art sculptures. If you've never seen these, they look like balloons, like the twisty balloons that that you get at carnivals, but they're made from actually porcelain.
Okay.
So what happened to it?
It was on display at an art fair in Miami last week. An artist says he saw a woman tap the sculpture with her finger, knocking it to the ground. It's not made out of balloons. It's actually porcelain.
And it shattered.
Sometimes you see something and you just want to touch it. You want to poke it. You want to touch it or whatever.
And it's so shiny and it looks so much like a real balloon that I could understand it. But there's conflicting reports on whether she accidentally bumped the stand it was on or did she actually touch it with her finger. But the guy continues.
There was no you break it, you buy it policy in place, but the piece was insured. The person in charge of the display told the New York Times that the number of blue balloon dog sculptures has now shrunk to 798.
The most expensive one he ever sold?
Yeah.
It was the orange balloon dog sculpture.
Okay.
Sold for $58.4 million at Christie's in 2013.
Say what? Why?
Yeah, it set a record at the time for the most expensive work by a living artist to be sold at auction.
I mean, was it a charity thing? I'm trying to figure out what world does that make sense?
There's art people in the world, Raven.
I guess. Yeah. They are dumb people. I'm sorry.
That's not true.
I'm sure there was wonderful cheeses, a beautiful charcuterie board, and people had their fingers out while they were drinking from their glasses.
Just because you don't collect balloon art that's made of porcelain doesn't mean other people do.
Man, make me a regular balloon dog. Yeah. Make me one of those. I mean, that's terrible. Can you imagine, right?
$42,000. Imagine how she must feel, like how embarrassed you must be to make a mistake like that.
Well, my first instinct is I want to run. I want to run right out the door and hope that nobody there recognized me or knew me because I'm not aware. I'm not an artsy person, so I don't know what the rules are as far as you break it, you buy it, if not, or whatever.
I just, if you're at a contemporary art fair.
Yeah.
Don't you know there's cameras? When there's pieces of art that are $42,000 on display.
I mean, I figure that out when I'm already in the parking lot three buildings over. I mean, to be honest.
Well, the best part is that people are trying to buy the broken shards of glass.
Oh, give me those. Right. $5. I can afford that.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's going to go for a lot more money because this is making international news. What's the most expensive thing you ever broke, Raven?
Gosh, I'm trying to think. I broke like a $2,400 television. And the worst part was I had replaced the television in my house. It wasn't $2,400 modern money. It was like before, like when I bought it. But I was giving it to a friend who was just moving into his first place. And he was so excited to have it. And we broke it at his house. Yeah.
I broke something recently and it wasn't expensive. I don't think it was. But I was doing a new escape room.
Yeah.
You know, I love escape rooms with my family.
Sure.
And we were checking out this new room and they tell you when you go in, like, nothing has to be forcefully removed, you know?
But you end up doing it anyway.
But there was this one candlestick, and I had convinced myself that this candlestick...
You got to pull on it.
I had to pull on it. It was going to have a magnet on the bottom. It was going to be some clue. And I literally just ripped it from the top. And it was sudden. I realized, I'm like... Oh, no, this was a mistake.
Right.
This was not. They specifically told me that I didn't have to do it. It's bolted to the dresser. And I walked out and I just handed it to the guy. And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
what other excuse can you do, right?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think it was worth $42,000.
I mean, with the balloon dog, you're like, does anybody have a broom? You want to help. But, you know, they're just like, go.
Celebrities are forever putting out products. You know, everyone's got a makeup line now. Mm-hmm. Liquor, wine, clothes, shoes. Ed Sheeran, he's throwing his hat in the ring. Here's what he's promoting.
I love my food. The older I get, the more I need spice. So we've developed a hot sauce called Tingly Tets. I've developed this over time with some expert hot sauce makers. We've basically whittled it down to the best flavors, the best chilies. I wanted it the same consistency as ketchup.
Tingly Teds.
You know, it's amazing, honestly, what producers can do and directors can do now with stuff, because he sounds like a guy who knows exactly what he's talking about.
We were talking about it.
Producer. I don't know if it's any good.
Well, that's the problem. That's right. The thing. So now Ed Sheeran's got hot sauce. You don't really hear too much about hot sauces being made, you know?
Right.
That's kind of like a new, I guess, area of things for celebrities to create and send out and endorse.
I mean, I feel like a few of them probably got it right, but it's usually chefs.
Producer John, producer Sean, Raven, and I were all talking about it. We're like, okay, they have all these celebrity items, but are any of them actually any good? Because I have found, for the most part, the wines, I could take them or leave them. I feel like leave those to the vineyards that know what they're doing. They don't need a big push behind. But the one thing that I really like is Casamigos, which is made by George Clooney. Mm. Like, that is my favorite tequila. I order that everywhere I go.
No, you actually have an explanation for this, and please share it.
I don't think it gives you hangovers.
Right. She believes it's magic.
I think magic. It's magic.
Yeah,
right. I think it's magic tequila. Uh-huh. I feel like every time I drink other tequila, I feel sick the next day, and I've gotten to the point where I don't even want it in my margaritas anymore. But when I have a Casamigos margarita, I'm fine.
Yeah, it's
I
no
feel
problem.
Fine. No headache, nothing.
You just take that little clip right there, and Anna is suddenly going to get paid so much money by Casamigos.
You wish.
I wish.
They will not hand out Casamigos samples or cash to anybody everywhere, because everybody knows it's made with George Clooney. These tears.
Right.
Everybody knows.
Like, is there, what's another item that's created by a celebrity that's actually pretty good?
Mm. Well, you've got to take into account, like, do they actually care about the product? George Clooney loves tequila, so therefore Casamigos is good. Questlove, he's the drummer for The Roots. He's the guy on Jimmy Fallon's house band, right, with the big afro.
Yes.
He's a drummer. He's got a line of drum kits designed for little kids.
Oh.
And I got to play one at a guitar center the other day. I'm buying this for my kid 100%.
You're definitely going to get one, John?
Oh, I'm absolutely going to get one. It's literally the background on my phone to remind me to grab it.
Are you going to send that to your ex's house with him?
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
This is great.
Sean, what is your favorite celebrity endorsed item?
Oh, Beats by Dre. Man, those headphones are awesome, okay?
Yep.
They have great... I love hip hop, okay? They have great bass to them. If you're more of a bass person than like the singing and a treble, Beats by Dre.
Well, it's funny because you talk about Dre. Dre knows music, so he knows sound, so he makes headphones. It makes sense.
You got to know the stuff.
Yeah, you're talking about Questlove. Like, he knows music, he knows drum kits, you know, so that's what he does it. But, like, what does Ed Sheeran know about hot sauce?
That's
what
I'm saying.
Yeah.
He has red hair.
I don't know.
Thank you. Thank you, John. That's
so helpful. It's spicy.
I feel mine is just Paul Newman. Anything Newman's own. All right. I know it might feel like a cop out, but Paul Newman knew food, I guess. He used to eat this food. He used to drink these things. The lemonade it's lights out, man. The salad dressing is absolutely amazing.
Frozen and pizza.
And it's all, you know, all the profits go to a good cause, which I love too. But I mean, again, it's really, really good.
It's so funny you bring up salad dressing. So my mom was saying that her and all her friends, which FYI, who even knew they had these conversations, they all buy the skinny girl dressings now.
Bethany Frankel.
So I said to her, I go, oh, Bethany Frankel. And she looked at me like I had grown another head. She's like, who? I go, Bethany Frankel, she's
amazing.
The one that makes the whole skinny girl line. And when the brand is successful on its own and people don't know the celebrity behind it, that's when you know you have a good product.
It's really
right?
saying something, right?
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then you just decide who's right. Tyler and Aubrey. Aubrey, what's going on?
So we've been engaged for 3 years, and we've already been living together, and I think that we should do a registry, because I think it's like really important. That way we can register for things that we actually want and people can get them for us. But, you know, my honey boo boo doesn't feel like it's the right thing to do, because he feels like we're going to just like have way too much stuff. But I don't agree with that, because I feel like it'd be good for us to get the things that we actually want.
So for my own clarity here, Aubrey, you've set a date now. Like you said, you've been engaged for 3 years. This is not just an open registry that we're just going to, hey, we're engaged, bring us gifts. But now you've actually set a date for the wedding.
Well, no, we set a date. Okay. Yeah, we set a date. Yeah.
We set a date.
So, Tyler, what is your side of this then?
I mean, I just think we should register for the honeymoon instead of plates and
silverware and napkins. Like, we already have that stuff. And if it breaks, we can just buy more if we need to. But, like, a honeymoon is something significant that I think we should register for instead.
This has been more of a thing over the last couple of years. Remember, Anna, we talked to a couple a while ago, long time ago. They registered for, like, a car.
Yeah.
Right? And, mm-hmm. and part of their honeymoon, too. I think the main question I have is, do the people buy in, right? Mm-hmm. Does your aunt, does your uncle, does your cousin or whatever, do they take the time to go to the link on the website or whatever? Do they buy into that?
Aubrey, what is your opposition to that?
Well, I feel like if you don't do a registry, if people don't go and look at it, because a registry is like what you want. If you don't go look at it, people will just bring whatever they want. Like, they'll bring, like, Instapot or, like, stuff that we probably already have, or just, like, extra plates and stuff. Just give me the things that I want.
I remember that I registered for things that I knew I didn't need or wanted,
yeah.
but I knew that they would be easy returns, and then I could use the store credit to buy the things I actually did.
I mean, cold-hearted, but pretty smart.
Right.
Right? I mean, it makes sense. And, and I mean, you do have a point, right? Like, if you don't give people direction, they will just show up with random stuff. And then you end up with 7 coffee makers.
All right.
You end up with, you know, 3 vacuum cleaners or whatever. And it's nothing of what your style was. So
yep.
I kind of get that. I mean, I have like 3 Lazy Susans, right? One of those things. One of them's got our name on it. Like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
I remember I registered for candlesticks that I really liked and I got them. And then I had somebody else buy me other random candlesticks. And I was like, well, okay. Some people just want to buy what they want anyway. But I think it's an interesting topic. If you want to register for the honeymoon, should you just register for the honeymoon? Or do you think that that's going to give the family permission to just buy you other stuff because
yeah.
it's too unconventional?
Mm.
Let's see what the audience says. What would they do?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I think it's a problem a lot of modern couples have, like Tyler and Aubrey, where they have been engaged for 3 years. They've lived together for 3 years. They have all the stuff for their house. So now that they're registering for their wedding, they don't really need the hand mixers
yeah.
and the candlesticks and all that. They got it. So Tyler's like, why can't we just register for our honeymoon so people give us money towards that and buy us massages and stuff? But Aubrey disagrees. She says her family's never going to go for that.
Yeah, sometimes you just know, right? Your aunts, your uncles, they've been waiting. They've been waiting to buy you something, give you something. And you may not love it when you get it, but, you know, they're better off if you give them some direction. I think we can agree on that. So she says, listen, let's give them a list. At least we won't end up with 3 of the same thing.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Danny?
I'm actually on both sides, and I can totally explain. I think you have to cater to great Aunt Mary, who wants to, like, give the traditional plates or wine glasses, and at the same time, your friends who are willing to support you and say, hey, yeah, go on this great honeymoon, and I'm going to buy you the couple's massage. But I think it's important to be able to either get money from folks or get the gifts. Or get what you want, which might be the honeymoon too, but it depends on the age and the type of person.
I think when you think about that, the explanation and the clarity becomes super, super important, right? A lot of times, like, you just don't know what people think when you put up a list. You're like, please, you know, give money towards this. This is what we want to do. Some people are like, it's another GoFundMe.
Yeah.
But you're still going to be given a gift. You're going to a wedding. But in their mind, you know, it's something different. You have to be very clear, I think.
What do you think? Is it obnoxious to register for a honeymoon? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. It's an issue a lot of couples face. Aubrey and Tyler have been engaged for 3 years. So they've been living together for 3 years. They have everything they need for their home. But now that they're actually planning the wedding and planning the shower, Aubrey says, we still have to register for things because my family's going to want to buy us things. But yeah. Tyler has a different idea.
Well, he thinks that they should register for the honeymoon. And we've seen this. You know, people are kind of, you know, registering for bigger items that they actually need and use. I mean, the fact is, you've been living together. You've been cohabitating. You probably have a lot of these items. The registry seems like such a good idea. But when you go to fill it out, it's actually a lot of pressure.
Right.
You're like just trying to figure out what stuff can we actually use here.
But Aubrey says, like, if we don't register and we just do the honeymoon, we're going to get a bunch of junk because my aunts and uncles are not going to just buy us stuff from the honeymoon. They're going to start bringing over glasses that we don't need.
She could be right.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Shannon.
I would choose her side. I feel like it's definitely a good idea to do the registry, and it's kind of like traditional and what people are used to. So,
and whose side are you on?
I'm on the groom-to-be side because I feel like, first off, They said they were, like, living together for 3 years. So you generally have everything you need after that amount of time. And I think, like, a registry is more for, like, people starting out, like, younger couples that trying to build something that they don't have anything. I don't think there's anything wrong with having a clean back shower, just saying we need the cash, we're going to put it towards something, you know, that we really need versus like having duplicates of things.
You know, but funny, on the text line, it says, I'm on her side. I think it's obnoxious to just expect guests to contribute to your honeymoon. I recently had two daughters get married, and the weddings are extremely expensive. From being part of the wedding to being a guest, now you want to contribute to their honeymoon. A bridal shower is a gift for the home.
You know, I don't know. Nowadays, I feel like everything is an add-on. So somebody else is going to do it. Doesn't make you evil if you're doing it.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Aubrey, our audience agreed with you. I think, Tyler, that if you register for the honeymoon, even if that's what you really want, you're kind of just running the risk of getting a bunch of stuff you don't want.
Well, I think that works best for me to register. I mean, the honeymoon, yeah, because people might not want to, you know, pay for that. They might in the day, yeah.
Yeah, people have all sorts of reasons of why they do things. You know what I mean? Right? So they might look at your honeymoon wishes, and you know, there could be somebody that's like, this is extravagant. Why are they doing this? It's none of their business, right? I mean, all they have to do is donate $100 or $200 to the cause, or $50 or $500. But you know that some people, they get weird. And they're like, no. I'm going to get them blankets. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yep.
Thanks. Now we've got a ton of blankets. We've got quilts for every room in the house.
Picture frames were my favorite. How many picture frames do you possibly need?
And the thing is like, unless you buy me a room full, now I've just got random different picture frames.
Yeah. So, Tyler, I'm sorry you're not going to win this one, all right?
I guess it's all right. I mean, happy wife, happy life, right?
Oh, gosh, we hear that way too often.
I mean, best of luck with that.
Yeah. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,400. Switch to Cricket for fast and powerful nationwide 5G on all plans. Smile, you're on Cricket. All right, Allison, you there? You ready to play?
I am.
Okay, let's do this, girl. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, Allison.
Thank you.
Okay, so he's going to walk out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. But Allison, I want to give you $2,400 so much today. You ready to do this?
I am.
Okay. Number one, NBA's Devin Booker unfollowed his ex, Kendall Jenner, after rumors started that she's now dating what Latin artist?
Bad Bunny.
Number two, Wheel of Fortune fans were shocked when a contestant missed an easy answer. The answer was fresh tropical fruit. It was only missing the S in fresh. In the bonus round, what letters do you automatically get?
R, S, T, L, N, and E.
The Academy has created a crisis team in case something like the Will Smith slap happens again. Who did Will Smith slap?
Chris Rock.
And number four, Sesame Street posted a clip of Lizzo hanging out with Elmo and playing a cookie flute. Who came and ate the flute while she was playing?
Cookie Monster.
And number five, Paris Hilton revealed the name of her newborn son. It's Phoenix. What was the name of her 2006 song that she resurrected and performed this past New Year's Eve with Miley Cyrus?
Oh, I don't know.
All right. Not bad. Not bad. I needed you to get that last one really bad, though.
Let's see. Know.
Yeah. Allison got 4 out of 5.
Wow. Okay, Allison, here we go. $2,400.
Number one, NBA's Devin Booker unfollowed his ex, Kendall Jenner, after rumors started that she's now dating what Latin artist?
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny is correct. Number two, Wheel of Fortune fans were shocked when a contestant missed an easy answer. Fresh tropical fruit was the answer.
This happens.
It was only missing the S in fresh.
Yeah, it's
like,
tough.
I don't understand how that happens.
Sometimes, though, you're standing there. It's hard.
Yeah. In the bonus round, what letters do you automatically get?
I've got a cheat for this. It's R-E-S-T-L-N. The E is usually positioned last.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do you do it that way?
Because it's rest L-N. It's, that's just the way that I remember it.
I always do R-S-T-L-N-E. All right.
Well, that's the way that they say it. So
yeah.
It's almost like a sing-songy thing. But I watch that show every day.
Number three, the Academy has created a crisis team in case something like the Will Smith slap happens again. Who did Will Smith slap?
Chris Rock.
Yes.
Let's hope not.
I hope it doesn't happen. Nothing happens again.
Ever.
I know.
How would that be?
Right. Number four, Sesame Street posted a clip of Lizzo hanging out with Elmo playing a cookie flute. Who came and ate the flute while she was playing?
Cookie Monster.
Yes. You guys are tied at four. All right, number five, Paris Hilton revealed the name of her newborn son. It's Phoenix. What was the name of her 2006 song that she resurrected and performed this past New Year's Eve with Miley Cyrus?
I mean, the only song that I remember her doing was Stars Are Blind.
That is the only song that she did, and that's it.
Whoa!
Yes. Yeah! Allison, I'm sorry. He beat you 5-4. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Not a terrible
Thank
song.
You.
I like Best Song, actually. Yeah, it's embarrassing to say it, but it was pretty good.
This is Allison, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy the shirt, girl. $2,500 tomorrow, Anna.